Hey, Heart Nation. Welcome back to Carla's channel, Heart to Heart Inspiration, the podcast where we dive heart first into powerful stories, meaningful conversations, and people who inspire purpose and possibility. Today's guest is a man on a mission, not just with words, but with color, graphics, comics, all of the above. So, with no further ado, I'm introducing to you, Mr. Oliver Simonson. Hi, Oliver. How are you?
Thank you for the awesome intro.
We are so happy
to
have you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We actually met through the Facebook Tubi group. And there are so many Tubi groups, but the name of the Tubi group that I created is Tubi Flick Picks and Reviews with Carla. So the reason why I made that Tubi group is because I wanted to actually put some interviews in there with some awesome people like Oliver, who are actually behind the scenes or in front of the scenes and doing some of that awesome work. So Oliver, if you don't mind, we're going to have a speed round first so the audience can get to know you a little bit better. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yes, we got to spice it up a little bit. Okay, so let's see, coffee or tea?
Coffee, but I do drink tea every day.
Okay, but you like the taste of coffee. Okay, now you got me interested. Espresso or latte?
Latte. I'm kind of a wimp. I don't go for anything too hardcore. Okay.
That's too cute. Now, the mountains or the beach?
I do love the mountains. But yeah, probably beach.
I love both of them too. Okay, then we have, would you like to go hiking or swimming more?
I go hiking usually like fairly frequently, but I do swim every other day.
Wow. Okay. I love it. I love it. And the last one is late owl or early bird.
You used to be a late owl. I am definitely an early bird these days.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for letting the audience get to know you a little bit more. I know, right? It's like, you're right. You know, before I used to stay up real late and on the weekends is my favorite watching Tubi. But now sometimes I'm like, Tubi is watching me. So, but early mornings I am up. Yes, up and ready to dive in.
Same.
Yeah.
Early.
Yes, early bird gets the worm. So, I like to get all up in my guest's business. You know, and so the audience can get a better glimpse of what they do. So if you don't mind, Oliver, just kind of tell us about your upbringing and how did you end up with a career as a director, filmmaker, and comic book artist?
I was born in San Francisco and 1968. So my mom was a hippie, single mom.
I was going to say hippies.
We did quite a bit of moving, San Francisco, Santa Fe. But most of my life has been in LA. But at age 9, moved to Norway.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in Norway actually a bit previously before that too. And moved back to LA when I was 12, moved back to Norway again when I was 13.
Wow. So you have family there?
When I was 18.
You have family in Norway or you had family in Norway?
My mother's Norwegian. So okay. Being a single mom, she moved back to her family and stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And let's see. Went to Cal State Long Beach.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. I love Long Beach is awesome.
Okay. Yeah. I've only driven through Long Beach.
Relatively speaking, not too long ago. I lived up in Santa Rosa, which is like an hour north of San Francisco, and it's wine country. It's beautiful. Got the redwoods, the rolling hills.
Nice.
The winery. It was awesome.
Nice.
And, Then at the time, the biggest fire was like the most devastating fire or something in California. And yeah, everything got burnt down. We almost got burnt down. We had people in
Wow.
the neighborhood died. And yeah, I was in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. It was just, we had to just
Wow.
jump in the car and get out of there. And,
Get out of there.
yeah, it
And
was
that
a
was
year
some year.
before the Paradise Fire, which most people remember.
Right. I was just gonna say that.
Called the Tubbs Fire.
What, how, and before we dive into everything else, how is LA doing? You know, you just had the recent fires as well, not too long ago.
So much fires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the Olympics is coming up, so we gotta like make the place presentable. And yeah,
Know.
it's yeah, still have some PTSD from it all. I
I can imagine.
was in the middle of the night, all the electricity, of course, is out, and all it, everything's just orange and flames and embers flying all around, and big
Oh my
ones too.
God.
You know, it almost hit you. It's
That's scary.
you're
That's
driving, and
scary.
there's a car in the middle of the road that's on fire, you know, and you're just like, how in the world did that happen? You know, it's just,
Wow.
yeah.
And it's dark because all the power is out.
Right.
Oh my God. I know that was so scary. So,
Yeah.
so scary. We're glad that you're here and you're able to talk about it. I know it has a lot of pain behind it.
My mom, like a lot of hippies, they actually collected comic books and read quite a bit of comics. And she'd read me comics as bedtime stories.
Oh
Yeah.
wow. I
So,
didn't know hippies had really liked comic books. That's a
yes.
fact I didn't know.
And she was a reader anyway, you know, and you know, they're also into Tolkien and Winnie the Pooh and Alice in Wonderland and
Okay, right. I didn't think of those. Okay.
and along with Anais Nin, Hermann Hesse, and yeah.
Okay.
So because her being a reader, I was a reader too, and she bought me books like The Little Prince, and yeah. But I really love comic books. That was on a whole nother level. I just consumed those and got obsessed, and I switched over to alternative comics at a really young age. The comics that she read to me, that during the 60s, there was something called Underground Comics. She didn't read those to me, but but Robert Crumb, one of the big underground comic book artists, he did the cover for Janis Joplin's album cover, and so I knew about him. I knew that style at a young age, and
Wow.
so yes, I started collecting and getting to know everything I could. You know, family find out that you're into comics, they buy you presents like books about comics and stuff, and you just devour it all. And
Okay.
yeah, so
That's
then when I
awesome.
was young, I would draw and write comic books and sell them at school. The photocopy technology back then was terrible, but and expensive, but people were kind to buy it.
Look at you be on the Shark Tank. You know, you had selling those comic books, those that art. Oh, that's awesome. I
Then
love that.
started doing similar things. So it was quite the little thriving comic book local comic book community at school.
Nice. I love that. I will that took me by surprise right there. So, now you were drawing. Now, how did you draw? Did you sketch first or what is that like drawing? You know, I'm not an artist. I don't draw. I can barely color in the lines, okay?
Right. Yeah, you do a lot of sketching, a lot of, you know, when you're a kid anyway, you're just drawing all the time, or I was anyway, instead of
Yeah.
sports. So and also did Super 8 movies. It didn't have
Okay.
sound or anything, but yeah, that was, you know, back then, unlike now, you know, you didn't know the result until way
Right.
later, and you know, if you had messed it up, you know, you still
Right.
play. It was
Right.
I envy
Wow.
the kids today. They have all this technology at a young age at their fingertips. I mean,
Yes.
make movies with their phones. It's
Yeah, it's
amazing.
totally different.
Yeah. how my early comic book ventures as a kid led to me making my comic book called Captain Zapp.
Okay, yeah, I love it.
I got, quotes. You go up to your heroes that you've admired and loved since you're a kid, and they were kind enough to say nice things about it. It was a dream come true. It was
Nice.
such a happy experience.
Captain Sap.
Captain Zapp. I know, it's such a
Zap.
generic name, but
Captain Zap. Z-A-P.
yes.
Z-A-P. Okay, tell us
Captain,
about Captain Zap.
he's this cosmic guy flying through space in a spaceship. Spaceship is called Starfish 68, and
Oh.
he has a sidekick, another generic name, A1. That's the robot.
A1, look at
A
that.
robot, and then this bird that's named Polly the Bird, another generic.
No, I think some people use those names. They copied off of you.
That's right. Thank you.
the Bird. I've heard those names before. Yes.
And they get philosophical and stuff. It's sort of like, I don't know how familiar you are maybe with Silver Surfer and stuff. They get kind of philosophical and
Yeah.
think about everything, but I don't have any answers, so no answers. I wish I
Well, I think that's good information because, you're a kid still, you're young, and at that
did.
point,
I'm
things
sorry.
are just kind of, you're just doing things, that you love, that bring you joy. So, I think that's really important because you didn't know it at the time, probably, but it was influencing you steadily, from the time your mom was reading you those comic books. To
Right.
me really shows that you can really impress upon a child, just by reading to them because it really made an impression with you. It really did.
Oh, thank you. Well, I read stories to my son as bedtime stories, and he's a reader for sure. But and he does music and stuff, but he recently graduated. I'm so proud to say I had to get that in there somehow.
That's right.
He's now a doctor. Yeah,
He's a doctor. Woo! Oh,
I
he
graduated
loves to read.
6 weeks ago. So, yay. Yes,
He's a big reader if he's a doctor. Yes.
yes. He's starting his residency next month, so
All right. Shout out to your son.
it's
Yes.
true.
Kudos to you for raising, such an amazing individual, fulfilling that
Thanks.
service.
Was your mom the first the stay-home parent the first 3 years? Maybe
Nice.
overcompensating for not having a dad myself? I don't know.
Well, it all worked out. It's all working out. So happy that we need more doctors. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So,
Yeah, figure it's gonna be okay.
yes,
He's
it's
always
gonna
on
be just fine.
older, so.
So you made Captain Zap. I love that name, Captain Zap.
Yeah,
And
thank you.
what was after that?
During the big dot-com thing where everybody, before the dot-com bust, there was something they called flash cartoons, and I got really into that. I didn't know anything about computers at the time. They gave me this nice colorful iMac and a bunch of software on it as payment, and taught me
Wow.
how to use the various programs and especially Flash. And then, of
Wow.
course, it was dot-com went bust, and not a whole lot happened with that. But we made a pilot, and we got some traction. And again, just a beautiful experience, and it was a lot of fun to be part of a startup too. It was an exciting time.
Nice. What made it so exciting? Was it the people you worked with, the talent?
They were wonderful people. They really were, or still are.
Oh, you kept in touch? You kept in touch with
Not
them?
that much, no,
Mm-hmm.
unfortunately. We did for the longest time.
Okay.
Went to my boss, I guess you could say, his wedding, and
Nice. Well, that's good. It's good to have camaraderie, for projects and things like that, and
right.
that carries over. Because I'm sure just like You are a director, a filmmaker. It may seem like it's a large community, but sometimes it also can be very small, you
Well,
know,
that's
in
true. And
terms of.
it's a lot of time spent just in front of the screen.
Wow. So then you did that, and then what's next? What came next for you?
Let's see. After learning all this great software and everything, ironically, I went back to doing pen and paper, doing storyboards, and for a cartoon show called Goofballs.
Balls. Okay.
It
It sounds fun.
little shorts, and it was for the international market, and it was a lot of fun to do. They would use the storyboards as part of the animation, and again,
Nice.
a great learning experience. Let's see. After that, I started working for this company. Now, the upside with this company was I had a lot of freedom. They let me leave early to pick up my son and stuff.
Okay.
And they went through many name changes, and I created mascots and little flash cartoons for them as well, and websites
Wow.
and product design. Since they had so
Wow.
many different subsidiaries or mergers or name changes, since there were so many companies involved, it kept me busy. And they were called Rostel, Interlink US Network, New Tech Digital, Jump Communications, SDI. And what their main thing was at the time was video conferencing, and it would be video conferencing and an entertainment unit. And they were even talking about video conferencing on your cell phone, which at the time just seemed mind-blowing.
Wow. Wow, they were ahead of the game.
Yes. Well, somebody else beat them. But again, it was great to be part of an upstart. They actually did have, they had already done great things. So it wasn't really an upstart per se, but they had kind of reinvented themselves. So still, kind of. Anyway, so yeah, so again, part of an upstart, great people, and got me thinking about doing my own company.
Okay.
And I started, was very organic, really. It was back in the day before social media, and they had forums, and I suggested we do this movie based on Cerebus that paved the way for alternative comics. I figured that would be a good way to start paving the way for alternative movies. That was kind of going to be the brand of the company, was to do animated movies based on alternative comics. And where better to start than with, they would call him the godfather of indie comics.
Wow.
So that was the idea. And so I put that out there, and that got, I thought at the time, like, wow, tremendous traction. You know, I was like, wow, too good for me to turn my back on. And
Right.
so we're off and running. People started contributing stuff that I hadn't even asked for. Like,
Wow.
I think we had three different, his name is Cerebus, he's an aardvark. So we had three different, he's not the three-headed dog. It's a misspelling of that. And he's like a humanoid aardvark. And he's a barbarian. And he has got like the Viking helmet. And he's like angry all the time. It's like Shrek, but shorter and angrier.
But he's so cool, though. I enjoyed that character
Oh, thank you. Thank
because he's so cool. You know, I don't know
Well, I
if.
have nothing to do with the character per se. That all the credit goes to the creator of the comic and his genius.
Well, how he looked. So, like, who drew his actual looks? I don't know how that goes, like, in the process. Like, is it a lot of people doing it, or how does
Well,
that
yeah.
work?
So I just brought this up, and like overnight, I had three different Cerebus characters to choose from. So I figured we're gonna do this really idealistically. This is gonna be like Woodstock, and it's gonna be like high integrity, and everybody has a voice, and it's a global team. Like I didn't never met these. It was like a handful of people. I hadn't met any of them before. It was just anonymous people on a forum. Not so much anonymous. People weren't as guarded back then about their personal info.
Right. That's true.
And yeah, we didn't know better.
So trusting.
Right. It was a different world for sure. So yeah, we're five people and there were like three different services to choose from, and we voted for which one to go with. And then we voted for which software to use. And they voted for the most popular software at the time, which I didn't know how to use. So I had to learn that. And which is it's called Maya Autodesk. It's still probably number one. Blender. Well, I'm not gonna get too technical with that or anything. Anyway.
Well, that was actually one of my questions, though, was about the Maya, because I know that was mentioned. What was special about it that made you all select it?
Well, it's probably a good thing it got selected because it was the most popular. And if we're going to have other people join, that would increase the chances of it going, being more doable. And there were times where they didn't, and we still tried to make it work because, hey, we're just trying to be really accommodating, trying to make this a good experience. It's, I mean, the fact that people are giving of their time and energy for this project that is, probably like, what are the odds it's even going to get completed? And they're doing spare time. There's no pay. I didn't have any money.
Did
I
you
wish
say
I
no
did.
pay? No pay?
Right. So, I mean, you try to be just, super, you're super grateful, and we just got along really well. And then they would have friends that would join, or other people saw, because we do everything out in the open, or they would see what we're doing. And I would reach out to other people and tell them this is what we're doing, and just do whatever you can, no real deadline. It's, and just try to make it where a place where you want to be, and kumbaya kind of thing.
I love that. And how long did it take?
Yeah, there's a lot of kumbaya. Yeah, animation is a slow process. I mean, if I had known when we started, yeah, there's no way I would have been like, But it was such a great time. And, the further in you are, the more you're like, well, I can't stop now.
I'm 5 years in now. I can't
Right.
stop now. And it went on for how long? 15
14, maybe more years.
years. Years, audience, years. That is awesome. Some of the crews can't even get along for 5 minutes, but you all did this for 14 years. Wow.
Was great. I mean, you see people get married, have kids that are like teenagers, all in the course of you were doing this. And they'd leave and then they'd come back, and many I consider friends now. It's still stay in touch.
Nice,
Yeah, it
nice,
was a beautiful thing all around.
nice.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't have a budget, right? There was no money. You all were just creatives doing your thing, kumbayaing. And so the movie, because it was about 14 years and that it took for completion, but how did it get distributed during that time when you finished?
When we finished? Oh, okay, so I also want to point out, if I didn't make it already kind of imply, that it was a global, diverse team. Like, everything was done over the internet. Like, unlike today, there weren't the kind of cloud services and a way to do things. Things were sent like with attachments or yeah.
Everybody, and from like what kind of countries or cities or places?
Everywhere, Asia, Europe, Canada, yeah.
That's really something.
Australia. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is really awesome. Did everyone speak English?
Well, that was kind of a problem. So yeah, there was that too. That was now I guess the upside with doing everything via email and stuff was you can refer back to it, and it kind of helps so there aren't misunderstandings as much, I think. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, but I think there were some upsides to it as well. But yeah, some their English was not great, and misunderstandings, yeah, some things
Okay.
they get lost in translation. But yeah.
Right. Wow. Okay. That's a good point that you made. I'm glad that you brought it up. Yeah.
And we went with FilmHub to get it distributed. And FilmHub is super easy. They're actually not a distributor in the strictest sense. They're something called an aggregator, and they have a catalog. Different streaming channels can just go to it and choose
Okay.
what they want to put on their channel. And Tubi is awesome. Go Tubi. And but FilmHub makes it super easy. You upload your stuff, you fill in the main info, you get to keep all the rights to your movie.
Oh, really?
It's non-exclusive. You could go with anyone outside
Okay.
of Hub. It's really straightforward.
Wow, that's interesting
But
that
they're
you're
not really
saying
promoting
that.
or anything. All that's on you. So
That's on you. You do your own marketing and all
and
of
of
that.
course it was no budget promotion too, so
Okay. Wow, that's good. I'm glad you're saying that because I'm sure it's a lot of people in our audience, some viewers who want to know more about Film Hub. I've heard about it, but hadn't have a clue of as to what it was or what you did or anything like that with it. I
yeah,
just
that
heard
was
it.
the main thing. I was just so thrilled that you know we could how easy and straightforward it was, and didn't have to sign anything away for any rights or anything. So
That's perfect. That's the
because that
main
was the
thing.
whole thing, is like everybody on the team owns the movie and stuff. In fact, at first I just said to the comic book creator, he can own the movie and then you know pay us whatever you want from it. And he's So no, it's okay. You guys own the movie and then pay me whatever and stuff. And yeah, everything's just been, he's a super chill guy.
That is so good. Do you want to say his name?
Oh, Davidson.
Yes. Shout out to you there. Yes, because that's so awesome. Yeah. That's so.
So far we're just letting the money accumulate, and you know, there's like over the years, it's like 200 people have worked on this movie.
Wow.
They got a vote, like, oh, who, you know, how much? So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But right now, we're just letting it
I love that. Invite them to the group too, to the Tubi group.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'd love to. Absolutely.
How has the film been received in the underground comic world?
People have been super nice, you know. I mean, you see these superhero movies, and fans get so irate and mad about like, oh, this isn't exactly da da da. But and maybe if we had a bunch of, you know, if we were all millionaires or something, they'd take the gloves, which I think is that's kind of fair, you know. I mean, hey, if we had a bunch of money, it wouldn't be like laughing all the way. But no, people have been really nice. They've been gotten some really great reviews, and the creator of the comic's been really nice about it. He's gave the
Nice.
go ahead.
That's good. Just to think that globally and, diverse. No one that speaks, maybe speak different languages, that you all had such camaraderie and were able to iron things out. I think that says a lot about you all as people, really.
Oh,
That
thank you.
is so good. You don't hear about that a lot lately.
Was an awesome experience. Really loved it. So I'm thinking, like, as far as what's next, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, not 15 years though.
No, I just turned 57. I don't know if I can.
Well, the public can't wait. We gotta have something,
That's right. So
Right?
yeah, whatever next we do, you gotta have a budget for sure. And of course, technology is a lot, even without a budget, but we do it with a budget. But even without a budget, it would be a lot faster because the technology is just so much better now. It's our big thing was the rendering. Rendering is like you render all the frames that are in a second, like 24 frames in a second, and it could take like days for half a second, depending on the scene. If
Wow.
there's something wrong or something, it's like, yeah. But now they
Wow.
have a technology where it renders instantly. There's no wait time at all.
Look at that. Look
Oh,
at the
right.
progress. You're like, oh, we took all that time waiting. Wow. Well, that's really interesting. You're really teaching us a lot, Oliver. I really appreciate that. You know what the movie reminds me of? Cerebus. It reminds me of kind of like Spartacus. It puts me in the mind of Spartacus.
That's just like the highest praise ever. I'm going to use that as a
Really?
blurb.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So for those of people out there who are like, if they look at the film and they're thinking, maybe they're thinking that it's going to be like a Marvel movie or a anime, what would you say to them?
Well, the comic itself, the comic is a bit like, if you like puzzles, if you like things that are kind of, a lot of the comic is reacting to what is popular, so it's doing the opposite, and it's quirky, and if you like Twin Peaks and stuff like that, it's
Yeah.
so the comic is yeah, the comic is different. And nothing
Yeah.
wrong with like straightforward storytelling. Love that too, but Cerebus wouldn't be that.
Right. And so I think that's important for people to know because today, with all, unless you're really into comics like that, you may not know what to expect when you go see it. You may th only think there's one type of comic, but there's different types. There's different
Right,
types.
and that's true. So much, everything kind of looks and feels the same. And I mean, every single one of them are artistic and technological triumphs there. I mean, you could take your least favorite one and still be like, wow, that's just amazing how they managed to do that. I mean, it's a reason why it costs so much.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they're able to do.
Now, since they're better technology, do you all think you all can do a sequel or something to
We'll see.
it?
Any investors out there? If you're watching.
I love it. I love it. So, for the audience, I am going to play the trailer. So, Oliver, what else about you got coming up? I know you're saying that. You got some things in the works, possibly. You can't give it all away. I know you can't.
It would be too early to say, but I do. All this while, I'm also drawing some comics still, just a little to keep the juices flowing. And it's a short comic, and it's only like not that many pages at a time, so it's not a big commitment on my part, but just enough to so I can keep drawing comics. And it's a backup feature in a comic called Papa Balloon and Cactus by James Bandeira Smith, by the way, related to the
Oh.
famous Banderas. Somewhat distant, but hey.
Still related.
That's right. And it's a hilarious comic, and he has undergone a great I say he's a medical marvel, really. He's had heart attacks, strokes, he can't use the one arm. He has glaucoma. He's truly an inspiration. And
Wow.
you'd never know it. The drawings, the com it's just so vibrant and so funny. And
Okay. Wow,
so
that's
go James
awesome.
Bandeira Smith. Woo! And Papa Bloom and Cactus.
Right. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Yes. It's so good to see refreshing work from you and the team, everyone who put so much into it, into Cerebus, and to let people know there's different type of directors, different type of filmmakers. Everything doesn't have to be, traditional, I would say, where you only think of, movies with, actors and actresses, in the flesh. You could really do something else. So I
Thank
really
you.
like
Yes,
that.
we figure we can't compete. Like they do that so well. So
And they can't compete
room
with
for
yours
something
though
else,
either,
a little different. Something else.
The different genres, but respect of the field for all of it. But it's good for people to know there are other ways to be into the film industry. Everything is not a one size fit all, and your creativity can take you different places. That's what I love about it.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes. So, Oliver, I always like to close up my shows with one question for the guest. What is a quote you are living by today?
Oh, right. Yeah, I knew you had these quotes, and then I was like Googling, I don't get quotes. Dave Sim, of Cerebus, creator of Cerebus, he in the comic there's actually a few quotable things like what's been seen can't be unseen. Like that was Cerebus. That was back in
Wow.
the day. Yes.
That's popular today.
Now they talk about along with that legacy, they talk about how a lot of web comics and they talk about it as far as shows go too, how something might start off simple and then get more complex, and more serious. Like it just, there's a tonal change, like from simple to complex, or anyway, it's called Cerebus syndrome, and a lot of people have don't even know to come, but they know Cerebus syndrome.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, so a quote. I was figuring I was gonna go with Monty Python. Always look at the bright side of life. It's not so much a quote as a song. I can't really sing, but. Always look at the bright side of life.
Yes. And why do you like that?
Well, it's a great movie. I love Monty Python, and it's, well, there's a lot of truth in the way it's portrayed, and it's kind of tongue in cheek. It's kind of cheeky. And it's not really hard for me to look at the right. I'm a disgustingly happy person.
I like that disgustingly happy person. I
It's
love that.
something I have to be like, oh, remember, I always look at the right
Yeah.
side, but yeah.
Well, it helps to look on the bright side of things, especially when things happen or things don't always go your way, or you're having a hard time. That's a good quote and thought to lean on. It is. It is. It is. Yes. Yeah, so I thank you so much, Oliver. This was so much fun. And I've learned a lot. You've taught me a lot about the comic business, the comic world, and Cerebus syndrome. Maybe I have that. I probably have that. And Film Hub. You gave us some great insight about Film Hub. So thank you for that. And some history. You gave us some history with the comics and alternative comics, and I didn't even know about that. So I
I should
appreciate
have gotten into that. I would have bored you to death with that. I'd just go on and
We got to have you back on then.
on. Back on. Thank you.
Yes, when your next project comes out. So
That's
I'm
any
excited.
moment now.
Yes.
Woo!
Congratulations to you and your family and your son on the new
Oh.
doctor. We appreciate you so much, Oliver. And goodbye, Heart Nation. And you all take care of each other. And we will see you on the next episode. So don't forget to like and subscribe and follow so that you can get all the updates. And come join our Tubi group. Me and Oliver are in there. Tubi flick picks and reviews with Carla. So thank you, Heart Nation.
Awesome group.
Thank you, Oliver.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you.